Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, which is a review management software created specifically for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Ryan Morris of MaxEdge Media, and today we are discussing the importance of discipline and personal development, and also how to maintain clients on a long-term basis. Ryan is an entrepreneur with over 5 years of experience in the digital marketing space. He's spoken in multiple countries in front of thousands of people on personal development, entrepreneurship, and financial literacy. Thanks so much for joining us today, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Julia. I'm excited to get this started.
Perfect. So let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell us, where are you tuning in from today?
I am tuning in from sunny today, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, so jealous. I am in Ontario, Canada, and we have a lot of snow right now. So very jealous.
I grew up around snow. I don't miss it.
Definitely. And then, so tell us, what would you say motivates or inspires you?
That's a really good question. I think the answer to that really depends on what stage of your life that you're in, because when I was younger, I was very motivated by more so motivated by money, because I didn't really grow up with a lot of it. I mean, I didn't grow up poor or anything, you know, I don't have like a rags to riches story or anything like that. But you know, that motivated me a lot. I really wanted to make my parents proud too. That was a big thing. But what motivates me today is, you know, we were just talking about this, but I have a son that's due to be born in April. So, you know, a lot of doing now, I was just talking to my girlfriend, soon to be fiance, the other day. And, you know, I was just telling her, I was like, man, like, I really need to step into a bigger person of who I know that I can be. Like, I mean, always have that mentality, but you know, I think whatever motivates you, needs to actually inspire you to do that. And for me right now, it's definitely my son.
That's so exciting. Yeah. Definitely finding your why is, it's just, it's so powerful. It's got that power to really motivate you. And when you find it, it's the greatest feeling.
Yes, exactly.
And then, so tell us, how did you get into digital marketing?
Actually, by accident, to be honest with you.
Oh, interesting.
About 5 years ago, there was a bunch of my friends that were actually in the network marketing space. And they were getting some digital marketing done for themselves via Facebook ads, content creation, stuff like that. And they were just really unhappy with a particular company that was servicing all of them. And I was like, man, this stuff can't be that hard to learn. And so I kind of just wanted to step in and help them. And so I started learning how to do things like that. And so I started off freelancing and I kind of just did it here and there, just like not even part-time, but really sometimes.
Interesting.
You know, a few years. And then eventually I had so much word of mouth coming to me that I had to pretty much create an agency out of it and actually bring some people onto a team.
Oh, that's so cool. So tell us a little bit more about MaxEdge Media.
So we are just recently MaxEdge Media. We were iFortune Marketing.
Okay.
Started off when I first created my agency, I named it iFortune Marketing because of the clientele that I was working with. I was working with a lot of kind of micro celebrities and actually a couple of A-list celebrities on Instagram, TikTok, stuff like that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and so iFortune kind of like sounded really good.
It was appealing to your audience.
Exactly. And now that we're kind of tailoring more to small businesses, lawyers, doctors, dentists, real estate offices, insurance agencies, et cetera, you know, iFortune Marketing kind of screams, I'm doing this like in my bed, basically from home. I wanted to brand it into something that's more encompassing and more professional. So hence MaxEdge Media.
Cool.
And, you know, now we're, like I said, we have a newfound focus more so on small businesses. And we actually just signed a few businesses in the last week or so to some contracts. So we're very excited to get that phase of our business off the road. We're basically focusing in website design, SEO, review management, and just overall getting businesses to actually generate more revenue from the marketing dollars that they're spending. That's our number one focus right now.
That's awesome. And then what do you love about running an agency?
Well, I love the freedom that it gives me. You know, I don't have to clock in or clock out at an office that I don't own.
Yeah.
I'm not enslaved to, you know, do something that I don't like. I think what I like the most about my agency is that I actually like my agency. You know, I feel like a lot of people start businesses out of need and scarcity rather than out of inspiration.
Right. Or drive.
And so, although mine started by accident, today it is fueled by inspiration, drive, and overall just having fun.
Yeah, it's something that you really grew to love.
Yeah, exactly. I enjoy getting people results, and I enjoy the look on their face when they actually get results.
Yeah, it's the best feeling. And then, So what are the biggest challenges you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
Honestly, not really challenges that you would expect. I mean, obviously, there's the day-to-day challenges of running an agency between making sure that a product that you sell delivers and delivers properly and gets somebody involved. There's always the challenge of, I like to say, prescribing your clients with the right diagnosis for what they need for their business. I mean, that's always a challenge. But I think really the biggest challenge as an agency owner that I have faced to be transparent, is self-discipline. You know, it wasn't until the last year or so that I really started taking that more seriously.
Yeah.
You know, developing more of a morning routine, being consistent with going to the gym and taking care of personal health. So that was the biggest challenge, but I've taken that challenge and turned it into a strength.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Why don't we just segue into our topic today? It's the perfect introduction. So why is personal development so important to you?
I don't know if you guys that are listening are familiar with the law of the lid, but
no, I'm not.
So the law of the lid is basically, you are the cap to your team, right? If you are the leader, if you're the person that your team looks up to, or if you're the person that your customers are going to get results, you are the lid to the amount of results or the amount of progress that your team is going to make. So I believe that if you develop yourself into somebody who is more disciplined, into somebody who is smarter, more intelligent about running your business, making better decisions about running your business, that's going to allow the lid of the maximum potential of your revenue, of your customers' results, and of, you know, how much you're able to actually pay and distribute to your team. It's going to elevate it up the higher of a level of a person you are. So right. I think if you're, and obviously there's the old fashioned phrase, if you're not growing, you're dying. You know, it's like there's no in between.
Totally.
Yeah. So I think personal development helps you consciously actually make a decision to progress your agency. And if you don't have that element, then it's really hard to actually move the needle forward.
Yeah. No, it's so important, because otherwise you're just going to be a bottleneck to the whole company. So exactly. You just got to keep growing and learning. And in what ways do you continue to grow and push your limits on an ongoing basis?
Well, the focus for 2021 has definitely been discipline. And the way that I have, honestly, I'm going to be real with you, like, developing discipline is really not hard to do at all. It's really easy to do, but it's just as easy not to do. And that's really what discipline is, you know, it's waking up and consciously doing something immediately that you don't want to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing that I don't want to do probably is take a cold shower, right? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, if I'm feeling a bit groggier, or if I really don't feel like getting up, that's the first thing I'll train my brain into doing things that I don't want to do. I really think that's the foundation of discipline.
That's really interesting. And then, so I know you say it's easy, but I don't know. Like, I think having that personal discipline to wake up every morning and have a cold shower can definitely be challenging. It can be perceived as being challenging to some individuals. So are there any, you know, tactics or strategies that you've learned along the way that can help make these changes a little bit easier?
That's the key. What you just said right there is that it can be perceived to be challenging, right? Yes. That's really it right there. It's easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. They're equally the same. I mean, if, like, for example, right, if I tell you to stand up right now, you could easily stand up, right? If I told you to go turn on your shower right now and set the water to cold, you could very easily go do it. It's not a physical challenge to you.
Totally.
Right? It's all mental. And that's the foundation of establishing discipline. And the foundation, I believe, personally, for me at least, of actually establishing personal development in your life is doing things that you don't want to do. And it's kind of like going to the gym. You know, it's like you go to the gym lifting a 5-pound dumbbell if you've never been to the gym before and if you don't really have a lot of strength. That may be kind of hard for you. But guess what? The more times you do it, the easier it's going to get. So it's like you got to break yourself down a little bit so that you build yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's just like a muscle. You just got to keep doing it. And then over time, it'll just get easier and it'll just become part of your routine.
Yeah. I believe that your brain functions exactly like a muscle in that sense.
Okay. Are you familiar with, have you read the book Atomic Habits?
I haven't actually, but I've heard of it.
Okay. Yeah. So in the book, they talk about habit stacking and how you can link certain habits with other habits to just kind of create this really great routine. So yeah, you know, if you want to wake up and have a cold shower, maybe do that after your morning meditation or morning workout or whatever your morning routine looks like. And then it's just an extension of that habit that you already have.
Yeah, actually, I want to talk to you about habits for a second, because I've had a realization about habits in the last year that I don't think most people really think about. And people will probably disagree with me with what I'm about to say, if you're ready.
Yes, I love talking about habits. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
So what if I told you that there's no such thing as a good habit or a bad habit?
Okay, controversial.
It can be, but let me elaborate. So one might consider smoking a bad habit. One might consider getting up and going to the gym every day a good habit.
Yeah.
I would argue that neither are good habits. And the reason why is because if something is a habit, it means that you're doing it unconsciously, right?
Interesting, okay.
But doing something repetitive isn't a bad thing, but doing something repetitive unconsciously while not actually being present in the moment while you're doing it, that's not good. Because you can develop a routine of going to the gym every day and giving 50% while you're there, right? But in order to actually give 100% of your effort every day while you're at the gym, you have to consciously decide to do it. You can never unconsciously give 100% effort. If that makes
sense.
Right.
Okay. So it comes down to being very intentional with your habits is what you're saying.
Precise. Yeah. That's it right there. Being intentional. And I mean, honestly, like I know we're about to segue into, you know, how to retain clients long-term as well here in a minute.
Yeah.
But that's a big part of retaining clients too, is being intentional with them, but we'll get to that.
Being intentional. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, yes, we'll be talking about that in just a minute, but first, so digital marketing is always changing and evolving. How do you ensure that you're staying ahead of the curve and, you know, having that discipline to be constantly educating yourself?
I'm always asking questions and I'm always asking why.
Okay.
So for example, I'm sure you know that Instagram and Facebook are rolling out a Reels program, right? Mm-hmm. Where they're paying out bonuses. So
yeah,
I actually kind of anticipated that ahead of time. And the way that I did that was I started noticing a trend between TikTok and YouTube. In the way that content was being consumed, right? And it changed Instagram as a platform because of it. Mm-hmm. Instead of scrolling down and looking at pictures all day, people are no longer interested in doing that. They're more so interested in going on TikTok and watching really funny skits or really funny videos or something that's informative or entertaining or something that's gonna add more value. So I think the value add in content has gone significantly up. And I mean, YouTube's always been around with that, but YouTube even introduced shorts, right? They kind of have the same concept going.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're in beta right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And what I noticed is that Facebook and Instagram became the only two platforms that were not paying out content creators.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of told myself ahead of time, I just had a hunch. I was like, all right, there is no way that this is sustainable. There's no way that they're just not going to pay out content creators because they're going to lose out on so much revenue if they don't. And what happened? In July, they announced that they were going to allocate $1 billion in content creation, or $1 billion fund to pay out content creators in 2022. And so now they've started actually rolling out bonuses for Reels to where they'll pay per view on the amount of views that you're getting on your Reels.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, even if they didn't pay out a bonus program or anything or pay out content creators, it still would have been of more value to start getting your clients to start making more Reels.
Yeah.
And now I've gotten to a point of where I've got 6 clients right now that have started doing Reels in the last like 4 months or so. And they're all making consistent income. I mean, it's not a ton, you know, it's a few hundred to, I mean, I've had some clients make $200, $300. I had one client make $700 in a month just from posting content that they were going to be posting anyway. So
that's really because cool.
I was able to get ahead of that curve, right? Now my clients have unexpected revenue coming in, which obviously kind of pays for what they're paying for me. I know that's kind of a long-winded answer, but the way that I get ahead of the curve is I ask different questions than most people are asking.
Okay. Very good. I like that.
The question is usually why. It usually starts with that.
It starts with why. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's awesome. So, all right, we're going to pivot a little bit now. So we're going to be talking about how you maintain your clients on a long-term basis. So what is the secret to maintaining your clients on a long-term basis?
Well, I don't really think it's actually much of a secret. I mean, all it really comes down to is how does your client feel about what they're paying for?
Yes.
And it all comes down to getting the results. And you can't have a one-size-fits-all for the type of results that you're getting for somebody. Mm-hmm. Because if you're working for a small business, their end result is how much revenue are you bringing me in a month as opposed to how much I'm spending on you a month.
Yep.
Or if you're working with an influencer, they might be thinking, how many more likes per picture are you getting me? How many more likes per video are you getting me from your video editing services or from your consultations and what kind of videos I should make? Mm-hmm. So you got to tailor the kind of result that you're going to get depending on who you're working with, number one. And then number two, you've got to think of ways to creatively add value along the way, right? So like I am very intentional about having a contract with a client. And then like if it's a 90-day contract, I will find something that is not in the contract that is mm-hmm. of low cost to me and high value to them. And I give it to them for free and they feel amazing. And at the end of those 90 days, what do I do?
Right. So you're just finding ways to add additional value so you can be going above and beyond.
Exactly. Correct. Yeah. I mean, it's the name of the game is under promise, over deliver.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think it's so important. That's really cool. So, and I think also managing expectations from the start is so important as well. You know, being really, really crystal clear on the deliverables. So how does that come into play with your agency?
Well, actually, funnily enough, the biggest mistake I've seen agency owners make is that they will sell somebody a product that they're not 110% sure that they can deliver.
Yeah.
Which is weird. It's kind of crazy, but you can't do that. You've got to make sure that what you have and what you're selling is something that is repeatable to where you're not going to have any sort of failure rate on delivering that product or that service.
Right.
That's the biggest. Makes sense.
Just managing those expectations. If you're not 100% sure you can deliver it, make sure that they understand about that. Yeah. Yeah.
I've turned down contracts on people that big money contracts too, on projects that I wasn't sure if I could deliver. And the reason why, because I know that my brand value is attached to my reputation and that is worth way more than any one contract will ever pay me out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a great point. And then, so do you have any other tips you'd like to add for maintaining happy clients?
Have some sort of a communication schedule with them. Some clients are going to be very high maintenance. Some clients are going to talk to you like once a month when they send you the bill. Mm-hmm. But make sure that when you're communicating with them, you're making them feel good every single time that you're talking to them, right? You're making them feel better about the services you're delivering, or you're giving them something exciting that you're going to do for them. As well. I don't ever check in on my clients unless I have good news to give them. I mean, unless obviously it's bad news, but I like to couple that with good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's really it. You know, I pride myself personally in being very good at keeping clients happy in a sense of where they know that what we're doing is working, obviously by the results that we're getting, and that, you know, that their time isn't being wasted. That's the biggest thing. You know, don't waste anybody's time and make sure, I mean, obviously don't blow smoke up, you know?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, for sure.
You know, just, I mean, hype your clients up. That's really it.
Yeah. And then do you want to talk about reporting for a minute? Because reporting is one of those things, you know, sometimes your clients don't look at your reports when you send it to them and, you know, and then they'll look at it a few months down the road. They'll look at all the reports at once. And do you want to just talk about the importance of really clear, transparent reporting and how that's connected to having happy clients who stay on with you for a long time?
Yeah, actually, it's really funny you mentioned that because I don't have the same type of reporting for every client. I report what matters to them.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so like for a business, honestly, for a lot of businesses that I have as clients, I don't even really report the number of likes or comments they get on photos. They don't really care, you know? So when I'm sitting down and arranging a deal with somebody, I'm like, if we're tracking, you know, the CPM of their YouTube ads, or, you know, if we're calculating the ROI on their Facebook ads or something like that,
yep.
I think that's a lot more valuable to just put on one piece of paper than to have a 3-page report of a bunch of information that means nothing to them that they're not even going to want to read or know how to read.
Yeah.
Right? Like when I give somebody a report that's a client, I want them to be able to take it, read it within 30 seconds, understand what's going on, and see where the progress is. That actually matters.
Definitely. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I agree. I love that.
And it's a bit unorthodox, but I mean, it works for me. You know, I don't think there's a one size fits all plan for an agency owner. I think you kind of got to just figure out what works for your clients on their personality types.
Yeah, absolutely. If at the end of the day, your clients are happy with the results you're giving them and they're staying on with you, then, you know, whatever works, right?
Yeah, some of my clients, I don't even give them reports because they don't want them. They're like, I don't really care. Like some of them are going to be like that. It's very odd, but that's just how people are.
Yeah, they're all different, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not to say I don't track, though, if they want it in the future. Like, I'll track it on my end, but if,
yep.
if they don't, I'm not going to send it.
Yeah, makes sense. So where do you see Max Edge Media in 5 years' time?
Oh, that's a very good question. I would like to have 250 businesses that we're servicing on a monthly basis.
That's
on
a great goal.
Monthly retainers for, you know, our services that we're offering.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have an established office in Myrtle Beach or wherever, you know, we're living at the time. I don't know if we're going to want to pick up and move out of here.
Yep.
And I would like to have, you know, at least 25 employees working for Max Edge Media.
Very cool. That's very exciting. Nice.
Yes, it is. We're taking it 1 year at a time, but it's funny you mentioned 5-year goals because I think having a 5-year goal and a 1-year goal are two of the most important goals that you're going to have.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree. We're the same. We do the 10-year plan too. We use the EOS system at Review Robin, and having that insight or that foresight of where you want to go is just so powerful in how you create all your day-to-day decisions.
Yeah, it helps you stay on task. You know, it's like for me, when it comes to goal setting, I like to think of where do I want to be, where am I at right now, what's the next step.
Yeah,
pretty much it for me.
Definitely. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are 5 rapid fire questions. So what is a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
The Art of War.
Okay. I have not read that one.
It's by Sun Tzu. It's a very old book, but it's very good. Actually, if you're looking to strengthen your mind in a sense of where you want to learn how to kind of see around corners, mm-hmm. Art of War.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Got to check that one out.
Mm-hmm.
And what does your morning routine look like?
I wake up sometime between 6 and 7. I get a 30-minute workout and I eat breakfast, and that's my routine. And
nice.
while I'm working out and eating breakfast, I'm listening to something. It's not always personal development. Sometimes it's music. Sometimes it's like, I'm a big Steelers fan. Sometimes I listen to Steelers podcasts, but I'm getting my brain just in tune to actually wake up for the day.
Nice. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yeah, there's a couple. I follow and I take some things from them for myself and I leave some things.
Yeah.
Grant Cardone is a good one.
Yeah.
There's some things that I learned about Elon Musk on a grander scale of things in terms of thinking bigger. And then I think Jeff Bezos is another person that I've learned quite a bit from.
Yeah. All three of them are very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is your favorite online tool?
My favorite online tool? I would actually have to say the tool that we have at our agency, where business owners can type in their business information on our website and it gives them a full analytic report on the quality of their SEO, the quality of their website, their social presence, and their ad spend. That's my favorite tool to use because
it's
a kind of go-getter for me. I love it.
That's awesome. Is that like a custom tool that you guys had made?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's awesome. So like a custom audit tool.
Yeah, pretty much. And if you're an agency owner listening, they're actually not very hard to get paid for yourself. So if you're looking for an idea to add some free value to potential customers, there you go.
That's really cool. Is that something that you guys are like reselling?
No, but I mean, if anybody wants to reach out to me and just ask me like where to get it done, I'll gladly just put you in touch. Like,
okay, cool. Yeah, sounds good. And then last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I feel like that's such a frequently asked question, but it's such a hard one to answer because there's so many different things. One thing that I wish I knew when I began my career, I would honestly have to say that things are usually a lot simpler than you think they are. When I first started out, I read probably 200 personal development books before I ever tried to prospect a client. Mm-hmm. It was like when I was in sales before actually being an agency owner, but it's kind of getting into freelancing. There's usually when you're looking for a secret to something, there's not really a secret. It's just hard work and doing the simple things over and over again until you get a result from them.
Yeah.
So I wish I had known that, because if I had taken discipline seriously 5 years ago, I'd be in a whole different place right now.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's good advice. It's true. You just kind of got to get out there in the early days, and you're not going to be perfect, and don't be afraid to fail type thing. Learn the lesson and then just keep getting better.
And sometimes if you fail, it doesn't mean you did anything wrong.
True. True. Yeah.
Sometimes making a mistake is necessary in order to learn what not to do.
So exactly. 100%.
Exactly.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ryan. It's been really great chatting with you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, Julia. I had fun.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.